Today we are going to talk about reading the newspaper, one of my favorite daily activities. Here we go. I fell into the habit of reading the newspaper every morning when I was a kid. Back then, there used to be two daily newspapers, a morning edition and an afternoon edition. Nowadays, of course, many cities in the U.S. have just a morning paper. I'm not too picky about which paper I read, although when it comes to national newspapers, I prefer reading the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal over USA Today. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a news junkie. I just like browsing the different sections, reading the headlines, and checking out the classifieds. I usually skip the sports section and the funnies, and only flip through the food and health sections. But I always read the front page and the editorial page. On the weekends, I'll skim the entertainment section for movie listings and reviews. I'm sort of old-fashioned in that I still like reading a real paper newspaper. Sure, I also read some of my news online, but nothing beats lounging around on Sunday morning reading the big, thick paper. Don't worry, though. I always recycle my stack of newspapers. Now let's talk about some of the vocabulary I used in today's podcast. I started by saying that I fell into the habit of reading the newspaper when I was a kid. To fall into a habit means to start a habit or to get the habit. Notice also that we say a habit of something, usually followed by a gerund or a verb that ends in ing, such as reading, or biking, or eating. I fell into the habit of eating in front of the television last year, whatever it happens to be. In talking about my childhood when I was a kid, I used the expression back then. Back then means back at a certain time. So, in the 19th century, there was no television. Back then, people would read to entertain themselves. Back then means at that time. In talking about newspapers, I mentioned that there was, used to be, rather, a morning edition and an afternoon edition. The edition of the newspaper is the version or the form of the newspaper. Some newspapers, such as the New York Times, have a national edition where they send that newspaper to other cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, etc., and a local edition, which is what the people living in New York City read. We can talk about editions of things for newspapers, usually in talking about when the newspaper, what time of day the newspaper is published, morning edition, evening or afternoon edition. We can also use this term edition when talking about books. When someone revises their book, let's say it's a book about using computers, they could have a first edition, a second edition, a third edition. Every couple of years, they change it, they make it more up to date. So edition has a couple of different uses. In talking about the newspapers I read, I said I wasn't too picky. To be picky is an informal expression, means to be very selective. It usually implies someone who dislikes or doesn't like very many things. Someone can be picky when it comes to food. Oh, I only eat vegetables, and only green vegetables. Well, we'd say that's being a little picky. I said that when it comes to national newspapers, I prefer the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal over USA Today. A couple of common expressions there. First, when it comes to. We use this expression when we mean in reference to, referring to, about. When it comes to eating, I like Italian, German, and Japanese food. I like all types of food, actually, but that's just an example. When it comes to reading, I like reading the newspaper. So usually when we say when it comes to, we follow that by the expression I like or I prefer. Here I said I prefer reading the New York Times over the USA Today. You prefer one thing over another. I prefer swimming over jogging, means I like swimming more than I like jogging. I said also that you should not get me wrong. I said, don't get me wrong, meaning don't misinterpret me, don't misunderstand me. We use that expression a lot. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a person who likes to eat a lot of food, but when I eat food, I enjoy it. We use the expression, don't get me wrong, usually when it's possible that the other person might misunderstand or get the wrong idea. I said I wasn't a news junkie. A junkie, literally, is someone who is addicted to some drug, such as heroin or cocaine. You could be a junkie. Here, we use the term informally to mean anyone who is a fanatic or who needs to get that thing. Some people are chocolate junkies. They have to get at least one piece of chocolate every day. Not literally addicted, okay, but we use the expression junkie for someone who likes something a lot. I said that in reading the newspaper, I like browsing the different sections. To browse means to look at, to read something very leisurely, not hurrying, taking your time. We can browse through a bookstore, looking at different books. We can browse through a newspaper, turning the pages slowly, looking at all the headlines. So you even use this expression when you're in a store, for example, a clothing store, and the clerk may ask you, may I help you? And you can say, no, thank you, I'm just browsing, meaning I'm just looking around. I'm not serious about anything right now. I mentioned that in reading the newspapers, I like to check out the classifieds. The classifieds stands for the classified ads or advertisements. These are the advertisements usually in the back of an American newspaper or most other newspapers that include things like the personals, people looking to date other people. The classifieds would include people selling their cars and selling their homes and all sorts of things that people are selling. The classifieds includes announcements for employment or jobs. People looking for jobs can look in the classifieds. So all of the small, usually text-only advertisements are in the back in what we call the classifieds section. I said I usually skip the sports section. To skip something means to not do it, or in this case, to not read it. We skip or skip over. To skip and skip over mean basically the same. I skip the sports section and the funnies. The funnies is a term we use for the comics or the comic strips. Snoopy and Charlie Brown, for example, are famous examples of comics, what we would call the funnies. Comes, of course, from the word fun. I said that I only flip through the food and health section. To flip through is similar to browse. It means to turn the pages but not look very carefully. I always read the editorial page. The editorial page is the page where you have people's opinions. People write in letters, or you have columnists, people who are regular writers of opinions. This is the editorial page. On the weekends, I said I skim the entertainment section. To skim, you probably know, means similar to flip through and browse. To skim means not look at very carefully. Finally, I said that nothing beats lounging around on Sunday morning reading the newspaper. The expression nothing beats is the same as nothing is better than. Nothing beats going to a good baseball game means there is nothing better than going to a good baseball game. Lounging around means sitting in a comfortable chair, not working, relaxing, enjoying yourselves. Sometimes we use this term in a negative way. Don't lounge around here means don't sit here and be lazy. Get up and do something. I said that I recycle my stack of newspapers. To recycle means to use again. Usually we have in, for example, here in Los Angeles, we have a recycling container, a place where we put our old plastic bottles, our newspapers, so that they can be used again, so we don't waste paper. So that is recycling. A stack of newspapers, the term stack refers to any large group of paper. There is a stack of newspapers, a stack of magazines, means many magazines piled on top of each other, one on top of each other. So there's a big stack or a big pile of those papers. That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. I'm Jeff McQuillan, your host from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.